7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
私ずっとホイする側がいい。
終わりのないディフェンスでもいいやん。
あっち向いてホイホイホイ。
Yeah. Okay, the current time is 1931. Or maybe not. Here, give it a few more seconds. We can wait for it to... The current time is 1930 UTC, soon to be 1931 UTC. And that means you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh boy, here we go. Hello. What's happening? Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this ridiculous committee, and basically all I do is sit around and drink tea. Drinking Gaoshan again today. For that deep, high mountain oolong flavor. Oh, and now guess who's coming back over? Hi, no, you get your kitty ass back over there. You get your kitty ass back in the kitty sleeping zone. You go back to sleep. Why is it when I start talking, you have been sitting over there for half an hour now? Oh my god. Yeah, the cat has arrived. Hi! Oh my god. Now you might be wondering, well, Tobe, why aren't you so thrilled to see your cat? Hi, baby. Do you want to get on the banky? Fine. Oh my god, now I gotta assemble the kitty business pit again. Or no, now she's walking away. Now she's sitting over by the door. Okay, she's just gonna loaf. She's gonna be a cat loaf facing away from me. She might be mad at me, but I don't know why she would be mad, because she was the one being a pain in the ass this morning. Yeah, okay, guess how I woke up today. Oh, I woke up because the cat was making some noise. Messing with, I don't even know what she was messing with, a plastic bag or something. And that wasn't any big deal. I don't care if my cat wakes me up. But then she started making the barf noise, like, uh-oh, I'm about to throw up. And I realized that she's behind the television. I've got my TV right there. You know, it's my window into sports ball. It's my window to the world, because it is also my computer monitor. And for some reason, well, because of all the cables and it's some kind of exciting kitty spaghetti jungle, my cat likes to go behind there. So I could hear that she was behind there, because she's been doing this for the last couple nights. She gets back there and she just plays with the cables sometimes. And I think there's a... Anyway... I can hear that the cat's about to start throwing up, and I'm barely awake, so I sort of shock myself awake. I'm like, oh my god, the cat's gonna throw up. Now, the reason that this is a problem is because the cat also threw up last night. It was rather late at night. I don't remember when it was, probably around midnight or so, and yeah, that was the worst part, because she was sitting over there on her little kitty bed, and she started making the... She starts making these funny little noises that sort of signal that she's going to throw up soon. And so she made the funny little noises. She stood up and she sort of started walking around in circles. And yep, here we go. And she starts to throw up. And so I grab some pieces of scrap paper, because I'm trying to catch the kitty barf so I don't have to clean it up off the carpet. And I go running over there, and she's a very polite cat. She doesn't want to throw up on me, or she doesn't want me to have to see her throw up, so she turns away. And so I sort of have to get behind her, then put whatever I'm holding in front of her, so she throws up on that instead of whatever she's in front of, which last night was the synths. She got very, very close to puking on the 303. And yeah, she did manage to get a little bit of kitty vomit on the blanket that I use as a cover for the other little synth setup. And then she sort of turned towards the 303, horking up something big. And no! And luckily I caught it. I managed to get all of the kitty barf not hitting my 303, most importantly. So then I cleaned up that kitty barf. So yeah, now at, what time was it? It was like 8:15 or 8:20. The cat is now about to throw up behind the TV, which would be a problem because I would not be able to clean back there. Well, without, you know, spending 3 or 4 days moving things, which is going to be real difficult. So I jumped up and I sort of grabbed the cat, and she wasn't completely behind the TV. So I pulled her out a little bit, and I managed to pull her out far enough that she threw up in a place that I could clean. And then she walked over there. She threw up a little bit over there. So that's how I woke up. I woke up to my cat barfing, and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I cleaned up all the cat barf. And then we did a bunch of... Then she disappeared for a while because she always sort of feels guilty after being kitty barf baby. But that's okay. That's fine. Kitties are going to barf sometimes. And then she came back down. She found me. We had to do kitty business for a while. And then she went back over to the kitty nap zone. And I thought, okay, this is great. We're all going to go back to sleep. No, Tobe isn't going to go back to sleep. I will go back to sleep, though. Soon. I will go back to sleep after Dubious Goals Committee. Well, actually, I'll go to sleep after I eat lunch, after Dubious Goals Committee. And I will take an 80 to 84 minute nap. That's the new thing I've noticed that's been happening. I wake up really early. I only sleep about 4.5 or 5 hours. And then later in the afternoon, I then take a nap, and I time these naps because I'm always wondering how long am I sleeping, and it's never more than half an hour, and it's always right around like 82 minutes for some reason. I haven't figured that out yet. Good tea though. So yeah, here I am. And now it's sort of dangerous, because when's my game on? Well, my game isn't on for a while, so... That's going to be happening right when I want to sleep, isn't it? Oh, yeah, about... Well... Huh. Yeah. Hopefully I do not fall asleep before the end of the game. That'll be fine if I do, though. The weather is not cooperating with me today. It started raining yesterday. And then last night, there were some interesting things happening. It sounded like there was hail. And it sounded like we had kind of like big hail. And when I say big hail, I mean... Oh, quarter inch or like 6 millimeter. But that didn't last very long. It kind of spooked the cat, but... And we didn't get any snow, and we didn't get anything weird, but it's still raining, and this afternoon it's gonna freeze, so we could get some bad ice things happening. And that might be bad, because I kind of need to go to the store. But... I don't know if it's that big of a deal. All I really need is sugar. Because now that I think about it, I have everything else. Yeah, I don't need to go to the store. I'm not going to worry about it. So what am I going to do today? Well, other than take a nap. See, now I'm all tired. When I get mentally tired, like I am now, then I don't feel like doing anything. I should do something. What was I going to do? What was I thinking about yesterday? What was the big project yesterday? Oh yeah, cleaning the bathtub. Is that why my leg hurts? So, yeah, when I woke up this morning and did all this cat barfing business, I realized that, hey, my leg hurts. That's weird. And Yeah, now that it's been a couple of hours later, my leg still hurts. What is it? Was this the same thing that was going on? I don't know what it is. This can't be from kneeling, can it? Yeah, it seems to be a muscle thing in my left shin, up high, sort of on the... What side is this? The left side? What is this all about? Did I get hit here? There's no bruise or anything. And is this from walking? Well, I didn't walk yesterday. I walked a few days before that, but... did I hurt myself and not know it? And now I'm... Okay, hold on. Let me get up here a little bit. I'm gonna kneel. Yeah, no, see, this is not... I was thinking, oh, maybe it was from washing the bathtub yesterday. Well, maybe it is. See, now I'm on my knees, and I'm thinking, well, that does pull on that a little bit, but no, I don't know. Yeah, so that was the big project yesterday, was to clean the bathtub. And, I don't know, that goes as well as it goes. The committee knows that I've been talking about cleaning the bathtub for the last couple days. Basically, yeah, I spend about 3 or 4 minutes before I start, you know, start feeling the effects of this is a bad idea. And then I stop. I should go back up there right now and just do some more scrubbing. But I've been trying to think of ways to make this process easier. And solution number one is to take my orbital sander, take off any sandpaper, and instead put on one of those green scrubbing pads. I love the green scrubbies. And I got some great industrial ones. It's blah, blah, blah. So I could cut one to size, put it on the sander, and get in there. I don't know if that's going to do me any good. Because there's a lot of curves in a bathtub. And this thing, the sander, is not curvy. It is flat. It can only sand slash clean the flat parts, which doesn't do me all that much good since the bathtub is mostly curvy. So now I gotta think of some other solution. I don't know what to do. But thinking of solutions, by which I mean answers to the problem and not necessarily a cleaning solution, but being as I am kind of a science guy, my mind is telling me, no, there is a solution, and that solution is probably a solution. Just fill the bathtub up with chemical X and let it do the work. Better living through chemistry. That's what I always say. Just fill it up with something that will just clean the bathtub. What is that something, and where do I buy it? Well, I don't know. I don't know. And even if I did know, would I really want a bathtub full of it in my house? Do I want to breathe that? Do I want to smell all those deadly, deadly chemicals? It's chemical warfare!
Run it! I'm gonna drive for the sun and I-
川の柳思いつきました。
張り切ってどうぞ。
うるせえよ、うるうるせえよ、うるせえよ。
ポープコ、まあひどい、なんとも低いクオリティ。ピピピ、
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
Barbecue smells. Now even the neighbors know I'm cooking American food.
It looks nice. You can see the flavor still coming off.
Disco-Panzer. Ja, das ist mein Disco-Panzer mit der 40.000 Kilowatt Basskanone. In 20 Tonnen Panzerstahl rollen mitten durch die Umweltzone. In der rechten Hand ein Humpenbier, in der linken Hand ein Bajonett. Und passt der Panzerfahrer nicht auf, zermatscht er dich zu Zwiebelmett. Musik im Panzer, das ist gut. Bier im Panzer, wunderbar. 300 PS, das ist gut. Perfekt, ich bald mach's wunderbar. Musik im Panzer, das ist gut. Bier im Panzer, wunderbar. 300 PS, das ist gut.
Disco-Panzer.
beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
そうそうだから俺言ってやったんだよね。なんだ？
おい、あっちでムチリ獣人熟女と目隠れロボットシャタがイチャイチャしてるらしいぞ。
ふっ、やめろ。罠だ。罠でもいい。罠でもいいんだ。
Okay, I think everybody knows what this music means. Yes, once again, it's time for the candy report. What kind of candy did I eat last night? Well, we don't have to question it because we have the evidence. All the evidence right here. The candy wrappers. What did I eat last night? Well, it was really a very non-thematic and very disparate flavor kind of candy night, because first I started off with a Kasugai mango flavored gummy, and then something got weird in my head and I thought, you know what would go good after this? A cola flavored haichu. Yeah, so I did the cola flavored haichu thing, and then I had a sour guava candy, and that was all delicious. And then I thought, I need a little bit more, so I went with the ramune flavored haichu. Yeah, so it was all these odd... Oh, goddamn, here comes the cat again. Hi, dingins, what are you doing? You're a good baby. So I had all these weird sort of flavors that didn't go together, but because they didn't go together, they were very contrasted with each other and complementary. So it was a very interesting candy night, and I wonder what kind of candy I'm going to have today. Doing? I don't know, something about I feel beef. I've been in a strange Giorgio Moroder mood recently. I mean, more so than I normally am. And I have this strange urge. Maybe that's what I'll do today. Maybe I'll just sit at the old symphomosizer and pretend I'm Giorgio Moroder. I'll play some Moroder bass lines. get the 303 out. Well, it's out. I mean, just let's fire it up. Let's turn it on. Well, actually, it looks like it's turned on. Let's hope my kitty doesn't barf on it. Where'd the cat go? Yeah, she's sitting about 1.5 meters away in a cat loaf tight position. She's actually facing towards the 303, which is another 2.15 meters away from her. But I'm sure in her head she is conspiring to barf on my 303. That would not be... Uh-oh, she just got up. God damn it, now she's coming back over here. Oh, you heard me talking? You heard me talking again? Because every time I talk, you think it means it's time to do some kind of kitty business? Are you doing some kind of kitty business? Are you thinking about barfing on my 303? Don't barf on the simp. Simps are not for barfs. You're a kitty mazzupler. I gotta find some food. What the hell's happening? You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day, whether or not my cat barfs on a 303 or not, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here. I need to go back to bed. That's the real deal.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.